The ship's mate scurried anxiously across the slippery deck. He paused momentarily to look about him and complained about the terrible weather which was moving in over the harbor. One relief brought by the unwanted storm was that the gusting wind and drizzling rain diluted the stifling odor of turpentine, for the ship's great cargo hold was laden with a noxious liquid, as well as with other packages. Resigning himself to the uncontrollable summer tempest that day in 1855, the mate continued his duties, and the ship's crew finalized preparations to leave the Florida harbor. But the burdened vessel would never move out to sea. As the mate made his way along the top deck, a fiery bolt of lightning struck the towering mast beside him, instantly taking his life. The flammable cargo quickly spread the blaze, which had been kindled by the hot streak of energy. And before any effective action could be taken to isolate the fire, the entire vessel was consumed. 2 weeks later in New York, a young minister arrived at the Dockside Commission House to claim the luggage he had sent from his previous home in Florida. He had taken only one handbag with him as he traveled to his new home by land, while the rest of his possessions were loaded onto a cargo ship. As the shocking story of the disastrous electrical storm was grimly related to the 34-year-old minister, his response was far different.